disgusting. Last thing in last week's parasha was Amalek. Is Amalek. Beginning of this parasha is Bikurim. So Mefarshim already are. Oymed, they try to explain what the Smichas HaParshias is. Seeing that there's some Smichas HaParshias between the Indian of Amalek and Bikurim. Well, the Turin deals with Ayin Shem. Torah, one can understand as follows. The Sot of Amalek, and Asher Korcha Baderech, Rashi said, Sheholcha B'mikra. What does Holcha B'mikra mean? There's a Hanhaga where everything that happens to you, on the one hand, where you see that you attribute it to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that everything that happens to you, and there's a Mahalach where it's mimicry, where you attribute everything by chance. So everything that happens to you is a roll of the dice. Could be Amalazeh, could be Amalazeh. Shekar Chavaderech, the essence, that's the essence of Amalek. Amalek is one big heft of mikra. There's no hanhaga of the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. There's no hanhaga of the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. Everything's mikra. Amalek is a Moshel, Chazal say, La'abatya Reitachas, after they went out, and who went in, and even if they get burned, but they showed at the Chal Kolpanim that one could do it and survive, and it makes it cooler for everybody else. Who's the one who would do that? What was Amalek, and if you can ask, what was Amalek thinking? Right, there's this, let's take the Moshel, there's this La'abatya Reitachas. What are you doing jumping in? What's the Yisod of Amalek? Amalek is Mikra. Why should you be afraid? You should be afraid because, wow, There's this Rabbeinu Shalom out there who's doing this for them, and look with all these great things over there. So if they've got the Rabbeinu Shalom on their side, so it's not advisable to pick a fight with them, right? It's not advisable to start up with them, right? But if you're Mr. Mikra, what does that mean? The dice were rolled. the dice were rolled, and it came out. The Klal Yisrael came out on top, right? That doesn't dictate in any way, shape, or form that the next time that the dice are rolled, right, that's not going to come out otherwise. Right? So very nice. Klal Yisrael won that one, not because of any hashgacha protest, not because of any hashgacha from the Rebbeinu Shalom that governs or dictates that that's going to happen. The reason why is because kacha b'mikra, kacha yatsa. That's the way it came out. Okay, so 50-50. Yeah, yesterday will come out today. Today will come out back. It's not a zombie shogunner to think if he's coming from that mentality. That's the Yisod of Amalek. That means the Hisnagdus of Amalek to Klal Yisrael is the Hisnagdus is that Klal Yisrael views everything as mikra and not. And cannot be savable is the Klal Yisrael. It's all avoid of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That everything is the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's not for nothing. It's not stam that Klal Yisrael is referred to as Bereishis Bishul Yisrael Shaniku Bereishis, and Amalek is Bereishis Goyim Amalek. We say they even Klal Yisrael is also a Bereishis. So like the Sfarim say, there's a Bereishis of Kedusha and there's a Bereishis of Tumah. I mean, this idea of Amalek defying any hanhaga of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that is be'etzem the spitz thing that's a steer at the Klal Yisrael. Right? That's every other nation will be able to survive with Klal Yisrael Kachros Hayom, right? With Klal Yisrael Kachros Hayom. This one is v'haya ki gavar Yisrael, Amalek goes down. Klal Yisrael, this one that. What does it mean? What's the end? What the end of the pasuk of Reishis Goyim Amalek? Achrisay adei oved. They'll be destroyed. Now there's a smichso parshas in that pasuk. What is the achrisay? It says Reishis Goyim Amalek v'achrisay adei oved. What does the achris have to do with the Reishis? It's a pasuk. Amalek is diametrically opposed to Klal Yisrael. It's the antithesis of Klal Yisrael to the nth degree. It's the exact it's two opposite ends. That comma that you have one behechrich, if there's a hakara of the Rabbeinu Shalom, behechrich, that's a chlishus in Amalek. If there's Rachman al-Islan, his gabrus of mikra, so that's behechrich a chlishus in Klal Yisrael. Right? Why? Because Klal Yisrael is the Reishis of Kedusha. What's Kedusha? Kedusha is the presence of the Rabbeinu Shalom in this world. Right? The our seeing and feeling and being misnayig as if with a life of the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. Amalek is a stira to that. Amalek is me. Amalek is a stira to that. Lo Asid Lavoi. That's the Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the Reishis Keneged Klal Yisrael, the Reishis of Tuma. Lo Asid Lavoi, when Klal Yisrael will fulfill the Tachlis of what Klal Yisrael is supposed to be. Right? So then you have Klal Yisrael got to 100%. That the math of that tells you if Klal Yisrael gets to 100, Al Karach Amalek is zero. Right? That's the math. That's Reishis Goyim Amalek, because Amalek is a direct steer to Klal Yisrael, therefore it's Achvisa Adayavin. Amalek is a shayrish of mikra, and that's all tumah. It's devoid of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Klal Yisrael's avoda is there's nothing to be megala in everything gashmi in this world. That there is nothing devoid of the Rabbeinu Shalom. There is nothing where the Rabbeinu Shalom is not. It's the exact opposite. So that's Amalek. So the parsha of Amalek is a was able to get to Klal Yisrael, asher korcha. Because Klal Yisrael was, because it was mashpia on Klal Yisrael to some extent with this mikrius, with this mikrius of Amalek. The ticket for that is, now let's look at what Bikurim is. Now let's look at what Bikurim is. A guy works a field. Right? There's a lot of hard work in working a field. A, they get up very early in the morning. That's a yeshiva bachur will appreciate. That's a hard job. They get up very early, 3-4 in the morning. They're up in the fields. And months they're working on the field before you see anything, right? They're winnowing, plowing, whatever, all the avodas are, until you see anything. Come, Tzaras, you see something, a tree comes out, and what is the Rebbeinu? What do you say? Okay, take a pendle, tie it on that thing, that goes to the Rebbeinu Shalom. I think the biggest things which naturally would cause a feeling of Kaychiva to the other in a mensch is farming, is agriculture. Because right, you work for months and months and months, and soft this thing comes out. Ah, I did it, right? And then you're told, I did it. The first thing comes out. You didn't. Right? And it goes on like that, right? So okay, that's the bikur. And then with the field, you're harvesting this, and you want to, okay, I want to take it in. I forgot something. You go back. Shikha. I worked on this for a month. It's mine. No. You have to leave it. Right. You want to finish harvesting to the end of your field? Pay it. Sorry, you got to leave that. Finally, you take it into the house. Okay, let's have it. You invite the boys over. You're going to have a suda. Trumas and Meisters. Right, Trumas and Meisters. Okay, you're Mafresh Trumas and Meisters. Now you're going to bake these awesome challahs. 1 second, you got to be Mafresh challah. It goes on and on and on and on. Chazal and Masechta Shabbos Darshan Apostle Vahaya Emunah Seitecha. And it goes on darshaning the pasuk there darshans and shisha sidri mishnah what they are, right? Emunah is zroyim. Why? Because zroyim is the limud of zroyim is that everything where you would only think the most that it's yours, give the guy the first thing after all his work, the first little fruit that comes out, tie a bundle, it's not yours, take it away. It's not yours. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom. Every step of the way. The whole Zroim is one heftza of a limud of emunah. Nothing is yours. Everything that you would be most inclined to think is yours is not. It's all there. That's give it to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The the epitome of that is Bikurim. There's a few things. Chala, Bikurim, they're called. Bikurim, by the way, is called Reishis also. Right? Reishis, Bikurim. It's also Reishis. What do you mean? The Reishis doesn't mean that it's something in and of itself. It's megala on everything. The reishis is megala on the metzias of the whole thing, right? The reishis goyim. That's what they. That's Amalek is the makar of this, and Bikurim is the makar of it. But it shows it. It expands into all of Israel. The yisod of Bikurim is being makir that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Right. That's the smichas haparshas of Amalek to Bikurim. The Yesod of Amalek was Mikra, that everything is random. Everything is a roll of the dice. The Rabbeinu Shalom is not here in the Hanhoga of the world. There may or may not have been a Rabbeinu Shalom beforehand, but in this world, Mikra. The Misnahig al Derech Mikra. Mikra means all a roll of the dice. There's no Rabbeinu Shalom. What does Bikurim come to tell you? There's nothing, not even, it's not a roll of a dice where you physically would have thought that most lent itself for you to assume that you did it. You didn't. It's through by Mishalel. Every step of the way from Bikurim. The limud of Bikurim is, it's all the Rabbi Nishalem. It's all the Hanog of the Rabbi Nishalem. That's the Zel U'mazeh. That's the tikkun of Bikurim. That's the tikkun of Bikurim for Amal. That's the Chayr, the limud, and the tikkun for Parshas Amalik. And that's the Smichas HaParshas. The Rashis of Bikurim is the tikkun for the Rashis of Amalik. That's why Bikurim is Rashis. Rashis all. And the Rashis of Bikurim is a tikkun for the Rashis of Amalek. The Medrash Tanchuma says as follows. Adam Yeshle Esek Eitzel Malchus. A person, let's say, has an Esek with a Melech. Po'amim Shehum Naisen Kama Momen. He gives sometimes a significant amount of money. Atshe Magiyin Naisen Eitzel HaMelech. Until they, to get an audience with the Melech. Given she higia itzel hamelech, now he gets to the melech, he wants to make a request of the king. Zok the medrash. Given she higia itzel hamelech, sofik oisel oishei losai, sofik eino oisel oishei losai. So sofik, will the melech accede to his request? Will the melech agree or will he not? Right? In other words, after all the money you spent to get there, right? Kulai v'ulai, right? Maybe you'll get there. Either the melech will be maskim or the melech won't be maskim. Could go either way. Where? Ela adam yayred l'teich sadehu. A person goes in his field. Roya eshkoil shabikir teinim shabikra. He sees grapes teinim that were mevaka that started coming out. Rimon shabikir meinichay b'sal. Ve'omid or omad be'emtza asode. Other, there's another gears of be'emtza azora. Bikurim. I mean, he takes his bikurim. He brings the bikurim. He stands there. Umevakesh rachmim al atzmai val Yisrael val Eretz Yisrael. And he's mevakesh rachmim for himself, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar hashkifa mimahin kotshecha min hashamayim v'loy oid. Listen to what a person could say. Eini zoz mikan ad she'teose tzrochai hayoim. Hayoim hazeh. Shekziv achrov hayoim hazeh Hashem elikecha mitzavcha lasas. The American thing. The guy has a right through Bikurim. Listen to what Chazal are saying over here. He could say, so what do you call Adam? Once this person says that I ain't budging from here until you mevarach me, Kal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and the yotza baskel vayimeres tishne l'shana habo kayoim hazeh. What do you call it? You'll be here. You should be zeicher to be again next year like today. Ka'adam shehu noisin prichodesh l'chaveiro v'aymer yehiratzen shetishne v'titin l'shana habo. The Eretz says, please do this again. And he accedes to all his requests. And he's punct in the middle of the parsha of Bikurim. This is all darshan here in the parsha of Bikurim. Right? A person somehow through Bikurim has the koyach to be mevakesh makadosh baruch hu with these Bikurim, and it's because of Bikurim. Roya zeshe bikra that stands behemtza azora or behemtza sota, whatever it says, and he requests for his mispalo, for himself, for klal his mishpacha, for klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael. Then he can say, "Eini zoz mi poi." I'm not budging until in the sky. And the Eibishter listens, and the Eibishter says, "It's wonderful. Do it again next." What's in Bikurim that gives that koyach that such a tefillah that Chazal say? Same thing. There's a yesod. There's a lashon of there's a sefer from the Talmud of the Ramchal, the Ramad Valley, or Mishas David Valley. He writes here in Bikurim a line which is the title of everything. You will never. There will never be a lack. There will never be a hefsek in the hashpa l'tayv from the Rabbi Nishal Olam. When you're toilet it on the Rabbi Nishal Olam, the Rabbi Nishal Olam is kulay tayv. If you dovuk in the Rabbi Nishal Olam, there's no ra, there's a shefa, and there's no limit. There's no limit. The yisod of Bikurim, what is this? Is what Bikurim has to do with this bracha, with this tefillah. What's the yisod of Bikurim? Everything is the Rabbeinu Shlal. Even that first thing, even if you're taking that first thing you worked so hard for. Right? You should think it's yours. You can go and make a whole party and have, you know, the first wine or the first grapes and have up. No, you took it for the Rabbeinu Shlal. The first dates, the Rabbeinu Shlal. Everything for the Rabbeinu Shlal. Because everything, even in the physical world, that which you would be most inclined even to think that it's yours, that's all the Rabbeinu Shlal. You're giving everything back to the Rabbeinu Shalem and realize it's all his and it all depends on him. The Rabbeinu Shalem is Kulei Taif. If you are Makim and you live that the Rabbeinu Shalem is the source of everything, so then the Rabbeinu Shalem will have to give you everything you need. That's called his Lashon. Leitifsei kahashpa la'aylam. When? Kishatoylim oisa biba'aleha. When you're toilet in the violent, then leitifsei kahashpa la'aylam. It'll be unceasing. No, believe me. Bligvul. All the kayach of Bikurim, is a mindset that a person in a matzah that a person should be, and it's kulei bracha. Says v'samachta v'cholatayv. That also, now the Torah makes even a bigger demand, right? The Torah makes a demand, right? Okay, you know, okay, I have to give everything and realize it's Rabbeinu Shlom. And the Torah says v'samachta v'cholatayv. There's an emphasis on v'simcha. What does that mean? It's not enough that you're giving it. It's not enough that you're giving it, but you could be giving it and be giving it begrudgingly, right? You could be giving it, and I'm doing it. Listen, what do I got to do? What can I do? The good Lord says I have to do it, so I'm doing it. So I have to tell you, no. You do it, and you live with the emunah that it's all from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And v'samachta v'chol hatayv. You should be sincerely happy. Emes ha-simcha. What's the emes ha-simcha here? What's the emes ha-simcha? There's no bigger simcha than doing the ratzon of the Beirah and being the kind of tachlis for which you're here. You know you did everything that you're here for. That's the simcha. So if a person is in the mindset of mikra, then it'll be impossible to do it b'simcha. Then it's a very, how could you demand of a person to do it b'simcha? You're giving up his first thing in the field. That's the key word here is you're telling him to give up his first thing in the field. Right? That's where you're wrong. The mindset is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is giving you a shefa of things as long as your makir is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You're just not taking for yourself this that is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the rest you are taking for yourself. Right? And you have the opportunity to be dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and be nizoin directly from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What could be better than that? So samachta l'chalatayv. I'm the samachta l'chalatayv as well. There's an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that should be mentioned. Some people might know the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh because there's a song. That's how people know things. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in this week. But the Aruch Chaim writes like this, Samachta B'chol HaTov. Gam Yirmoiz, Remaimer B'chol HaTov. What's B'chol HaTov? Samachta B'chol HaTov. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, Meramis the Torah. Gam Yirmoiz, Remaimer B'chol HaTov El HaTorah. Ka'im Ramzal, Ve'ein toiv ela toira. And here's the part of the song. Shim hayu bnei adam margishim b'mesikus. If people would be margish the ziskait, the arevus and the gishmakait of toiv hatoira, if they would really be margish the mesikus and the arevus of toira, hayu mishtagim, they would go nuts from it, umislahatim achra, and would run after it, v'lo yechoshev b'eineyem, Molei Olam Kesef Izov Lema'uma. And to hold the Molei Olam Kesef Izov would be worth nothing to them if they would really be margish the emes and mesikus, the ziskait and arevus of Torah. Ki ha-Torah koileles kol ha-toivus sheva olam. Ad kam l'shayna. Okay, first of all, the thing the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in the self is dvarim neroim, you know, as a bachur, and even after learning any number of years, a person still, if you tell someone that there's a revus and a masikus to the whole thing, so they'll tell you that all I have out of this is frustration at this point. Right? So that's true. You have Kayim Devei Chazal, Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Noach, that says that is also, if the Chazal wouldn't have said it, you know, but once they did, we understand it. They talk about Torah Shabbal Peth, Nilmad Bitzar Gotnim Shalal L'Cheshech, and it's Nilmad Bitzar Gotl. Nilman Batsar Gotham. So if you get frustrated, you were Mekayim that part of Chazal. Right? But then you can rest assured that just like you're Mekayim that part of Chazal, you can be Mekayim the Hemshech of the Chazal, that V'achachach Ro'u or Gotham. that after that choshech and the frustration, if you keep it up, right, if you're persistent, and you are all male, so then v'achikach ro or godl. The or godl that Chazal are referring to, that's the arevas and the mesikas and everything else, and then nothing is worth anything compared to that. That's a tremendous limud that also puts Torah in perspective. But again, what's it doing in the parasha of Bikurim? What's it doing in the parasha of Bikurim? What's the shaykh to Bikurim? It's also the same. What's the yisod of what's Torah and what's Bikurim? Bikurim is everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything in the world that looks like an end in itself, if something physical, it's really nothing more than a helem, a hiding of Ratzon Hashem, which you have to be megalad of Ratzon Hashem. That's what everything in the world is. To be megalad of Ratzon Hashem. Everything is the Ratzon Hashem. And how do you know what the Ratzon Hashem is? What's megalad of Ratzon Hashem? The mitzvah satayr. With every one of the tayag mitzvahs in the Torah, you're megalad of something. That's how you're meant to be, quote, mekadish the world, right? Mala the world and be mesak in the world and bring out the ruchnius of the world. So what does that mean? The Torah, there's nothing but the Ribbono Shel Olam. And what's Torah? Torah is be'etzem the Dvar Hashem alone, right? Etzem Dvar Hashem. That's what Torah is. Right? So if you are in the mindset of Bikurim, and the mindset of Bikurim that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's giving us everything, and then you have Limud HaTorah where you are Pashat learning Bechavrusa with the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is giving you everything and who is the source of your existence and who is the only reason why you are here. And here, this is the Dvar Hashem. This is what you're here for. This is the ultimate tachlis of the bench. There's a Masikus, there's an Arevis, there's everything else. But it all, it's the Yisad of Bikurim. It all has to do, it all evolves around the Yisad of the Parsha. I think I have a